Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to Pit Pass Moto, the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. I'm Dave Sulecki.
And I'm PJ Doran.
And this week we have Kyle Wyman as our guest.
Moto America, the home of the AMA Superbike Championship, featuring 190 mile-an-hour superbikes, is the official sponsor of Pit Pass Moto. You can check them out at MotoAmerica.com. We've got 9 rounds of racing this year, live on Fox Sports and MAV TV. You can catch a bunch of the action. The King of the Bagger series is returning. 3rd of 3 races yet to come at Laguna. 4 rounds this year include the Mini Cup by Motul. You can check it all out at MotoAmerica.com. And you can follow Moto America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Now here's the latest news in the industry.
We've got results from the AMA Outdoor Motocross Series Round 3 at High Point Raceway, Mount Morris, Pennsylvania, this last weekend. In the 450 class, we had Dylan Ferrandis coming home with the overall with a 2-2 finish on his Star Racing Yamaha, beating out the 2 Kawasaki riders. Adam Ciancerillo finished 2nd, and Eli Tomac, a former champion of this series, really came alive in that 2nd moto and went 6-1 for 3rd overall, so good to see him back and on the box. It's really exciting. And standing so far in the 450 class, you've got Dylan Ferrandis. He is now the red plate holder with 133 points. Ken Roczen sits a little ways back with 130 points in 2nd place, followed by Aaron Plessinger, who is Dylan's teammate on the Star Racing Yamaha with 103 points. And then in the 250 class, a first-time winner, Jalik Swall, goes out in his Rockstar Husky and goes 1-3 for the overall, which was really exciting to see the young man succeed. And Jet Lawrence finishing 2nd on his Honda, followed by Justin Cooper on his Star Racing Yamaha with 5-1 moto scores for 3rd overall. Your 250 standings are Jet Lawrence in 1st place on 132, followed by Justin Cooper in 2nd place with 121. 3rd place is Hunter Lawrence sitting on 90 points.
MotoGP race, Sachsenring. Marquez came back. The kid is back on fire of an emotional win over Miguel Oliveira and Fabio Quartararo. Overall standings in MotoGP right now, Quartararo 131, Zarco 109, Miller with 100 points. In the Moto2 class, Remy Gardner yet again on top of Aaron Canet and Marco Bezzecchi. The overall in that class, you're looking at Gardner on 164, Fernandez 128, and Bezzecchi with 117. We also had a doubleheader from Oklahoma City for the AFT Flat Track Series in Production Twins. Corey Texter took race 1 over Cam Smith and Dan Bromley. In Super Twins, Brandon Robinson took race 1 over Breyer Bauman, of course, and Jared Meese. OKC 2 from the mile, the 2nd night of racing, saw in Production Twins, Corey Texter did the double over Dalton Gauthier and Chad Coase. In Super Twins, Jared Meese returned to the top of the podium over Brandon Robinson and Breyer Bauman. The overall standings currently after 6 of 16 races in the AFT Super Twins class, Breyer Bauman on top with 114 over Robinson on 107, and Jared Meese is hanging around there in 3rd at 105.
This week's Pit Pass trivia question is, who won the inaugural AMA Superbike Championship in what year and on what bike? More on that after our interview with Kyle Wyman.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Pit Pass today, road racer extraordinaire Kyle Wyman. Kyle, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time. How you feeling, man?
Feeling pretty good. Feels good to be home. It was a little bit of a long week last week, you know. I'm sure we're going to talk about injuries. So got hurt at Road America, and I didn't get surgery until Thursday. So I was on the road until then, and then that was California. I had to fly home after that. So finally got home Friday night and got to hang around and sit on the couch for the weekend. So feeling a little bit more normal, back on the road to recovery.
Right on. So your incident was a racing incident, right? This is how you sustained your injury?
Yeah, Superbike race 2 at Road America. Just a very, very simple low side, but came down in a very unlucky spot. Caught my elbow on the front edge of the curbing, which was about like a 3-inch concrete step. Broke the olecranon, which is the elbow bone, the bottom half of the joint, into multiple pieces. So got me all bolted back together now.
I think a lot of racers, as they do, Kyle, have their own specialists that they see when they get back home. And I know you mentioned you're back home now. Do you have a orthopedic who gets to you? And what's the prognosis?
Yeah, the orthopedic is Dr. Maury Harwood. He's actually up in the San Jose area. So I head there no matter where I am in the country. I actually live in Tucson, Arizona, but I've been seeing Dr. Harwood for about 10 years now. I always see him no matter what. And I got out there for a Thursday surgery, and it's still a little bit early to kind of know what's ahead as far as prognosis, but the surgery went really well. There was no complications in the joint. So I got 7 screws and a plate holding everything together. And I think we should be pretty good for Laguna, at least for the Harley, but I'm definitely missing the ridge this week.
Which is unfortunate, but understandable. Other than that bit of bad luck, clearly you had a great race in King of the Baggers. What'd you think about race 1 in the Superbikes?
You know, honestly, race 1 in Superbike was not great. I was really struggling with the bike, just with the front end. We had a test at Pittsburgh between the Virginia round and Road America where we focused for 2 days on rear grip, and we really solved that issue. At Pittsburgh, didn't really bring up any other problems that arise from fixing that, but we really struggled at Road America with the front end, and I was pushing the front all over the racetrack, and ultimately that's what caused a crash in race 2. But 7th is not where we want to be, especially considering we were on the podium twice last year at Road America. So we're definitely a little bit behind the 8-ball right now as far as the setup on this new V4R this year. But Sunday was good because we got to win Harley's first ever King of the Baggers race from pole position, the first pole in Road America, which is right up the road from Milwaukee, with hundreds of staff on site. Really amazing experience just to be a part of that, be in a position to do that for those guys. And just a few short hours later, yeah, we had a really good battle in Superbike that obviously ended in injury. So highs and lows throughout the whole weekend, but still pretty happy about that Harley win.
Swept the podium is what you did for them. You and a combination of guys, including your brother, right?
Yeah, having Travis as my teammate, him not having very much time on the bike at all and trying to get him up to speed. Turns out we finished 1-2 in the end, and all Harley's on the podium, like you said. So pretty happy with that. We've got a nice cushion in the championship. So I've got about 11-point lead going into the final of the 3-round series at Laguna. So injured or not, I should be able to hopefully finish the job there come Laguna.
That's pretty impressive. The race was amazing. I watched Tommy Boy Halverson and I came down and watched you guys go off Sunday morning in your warm-up, and it got pretty heated, it looked like, from our vantage point. I'm sure it was just you guys having a blast riding those things, but it looked like an all-out drag race from pit out to turn 1. Did you see that going on? Were you part of that?
I don't think so. I pretty much keep to myself during the sessions, you know, kind of like to work alone. if you will. Obviously help my brother if I can, you know, get to ride with him and draft a little bit. But you know, I was squarely focused on going faster than I qualified the day before in warm up because we just wanted to put the heat on Indian. So that's what we did, and then went faster yet in the race.
It was a great race. You and O'Hara were battling for pretty much the whole way, right? I mean, it looked like you had the measure of him throughout the race, but you guys were keeping each other honest.
Yeah, well, he came by me after on the first lap. I got the whole shot. He came by me on the middle straightaway, the Andretti straight, down into five. And I wanted to, if he ever came by me, I wanted to be able to fight right back. So he came by on the straightaway. I passed him right back on the brakes. The next lap, he passed me down into five, and I was able to kind of square him up and pass him back right into six. So whenever he threw a shot, I was able to throw it right back. And then the third lap of the race, I really put my head down and did that 27.4, started stretching a gap. And I was glad that we were able to, because Tyler ultimately had a mechanical where he didn't finish the race, but those two laps where I was able to build up to 3/4 of a second, 2.5 lead before he broke was good, because we wanted to show that we had the pace on him.
You definitely did. And I was, the whole time I was watching that race, I was watching you guys specifically down into five, and I never really got a bearing on how did your brake markers, five's a great place, or coming into five's a great place to compare. You're riding a super bike, I'm sure that goes a lot faster than you're going, but it weighs a lot less. Are the brake markers anywhere close for those two different bikes?
In that specific corner, the brake marker is almost the same. Interestingly, right? Because yeah, you're not going as fast, but the thing's so heavy that you've got to still brake where you are on a super bike. And the cool thing is I've had, you know, we work with Akasato brakes on the superbike. And for this round, we actually got to put the same braking calipers from Akasato that I use on my superbike on my bagger. So I can have a more consistent feel back and forth. And you know, I figure if those calipers can stop a bagger, they can stop anything. So I've been really impressed with those products, actually.
That's impressive. And it probably adds a little bit of confidence for you, knowing that you've got stuff that you trust under you. The race was epic. It was enjoyable to watch. Clearly, it's fun when you're winning and leading the championship. Are you enjoying riding that thing? It looks like you guys are having a pretty good time out there.
Gosh, I really am. I've tested that bike so much that it's kind of that situation every rider dreams about. It's kind of an extension of me, you know. I'm really, really comfortable on the bagger, you know, corner entry, sliding the thing in and just knowing exactly what it's capable of and where I can brake, where I can put it. And that's a great feeling. It's a feeling that I'm really still chasing on the superbike, to be fair. I can't wait to see kind of what happens to the series and this performance bagger segment as a whole. I think that the ceiling's really high.
It seems like it. I mean, we went immediately from a one race, one-off deal last year to gauge interest to, oh yeah, this can easily be carried through three rounds. I think you're absolutely right. The ceiling is high, and there's a lot of great racers that get to come out, be at the track, do what you guys are trained for, what you're awesome at. Doesn't look like it's going away. I think all of us at this point would be startled if they said, yeah, that's over now, right?
It's going to be a little bit of a wave. It's trendy now, so we got to kind of make hay, you know? It's going to be important for Harley and Indian to create parts that are accessible and, you know, give the privateers the opportunity to come race these things a little bit easier. From my perspective as a privateer superbike team owner, rider, putting everything together, I can really see from that side of the fence. It's kind of interesting to be like the factory guy in that class, because I've always been the privateer trying to compete against the factories. So the future is really bright for bagger racing. You have King of the Baggers with Moto America. You have Bagger Racing League. I think that I'd love to see all of the participants of both different events and series kind of come together and push all in the same direction. I think it's just a great trend and a great kind of rage that's happening. And all these products that are going to start coming out from Harley, Indian, and the aftermarkets are going to be just so much fun to see people start taking more baggers to track days. We're already seeing it.
What we're seeing is dealers can get involved. You know, there's a lot of big twin dealers around the U.S. already. They're in existence, and they've got hot rod guys working at their shops. They have access to the machines. So yeah, it's exciting. And kudos to you for being on the front end and being currently setting the high water mark. We're really pulling for your recovery. I hope it goes as well as it possibly can. What are you looking forward to in the rest of the season? Clearly, you said you've got some work yet to do on your super bike, but you're getting there, right? I mean, do you feel as though you're making the strides in the direction you want to get that bike so you can move yourself forward?
Yeah, we're getting there. It's kind of hit or miss right now. We haven't done a lot of testing on the super bike, so that's kind of been our biggest downfall, is just trying stuff that we don't necessarily know if it's the right direction here and there throughout race weekends, just testing on a race weekend. But we're getting closer and the bike's good. Happy with the crew and my electronics guy this year, Paul and Dave and the whole staff I've got this year. And we just need to keep chipping away. I don't know that I'm going to be able to race the super bike at Laguna. Obviously for the Ridge this week, I'm out and we're not going to put anybody on the bike. We're just going to kind of go back to the shop and regroup. But for Laguna, we're going to field our team no matter what. And that's pretty much 2.5 weeks from now. And I'm still sitting here with the ice machine on my elbow that I can't bend. So we'll see what happens for Laguna. There's a chance that we will put a different rider on the bike. Hopefully one that can help us move the whole program forward and give me a good opportunity for post Laguna, which is, you know, by then the Bagger Championship is over, but there's still 4 more Moto America events that are strong racetracks for me and our bike, like Jersey, Barber. We'll just see how things shake out over the next couple of weeks, but I'm going to do everything I can to be as healthy as possible as soon as possible.
The invisible third man, the Kyle Wyman Army, is in full effect, pulling for you as a member of the Army. It's awesome to see your fan base continues to grow, it seems, every year. I mean, what are you putting in the water over there that's made you such a popular guy, Kyle? Because, I mean, the fans that you had at Road America, they were nuts. They were everywhere.
I don't know. I think I just, for me, I'm just doing my thing, trying to be my true, authentic self and just plugging away and grinding it out. And I think people relate to that. And I try to be accessible. And the KW Army is just a great way for people to interact with me and my team. All their names are on the tail section of the bike. People get, you know, certain access and get to hang out in our pit area and stuff. And it's just been a really, really fun, really cool program that has been a help for us, because it has helped us generate some income in some of the lulls of the preseason where we really need to spend a lot of money to get ready to go superbike racing, you know? So no, it's been a really fun program. I want to be able to grow it, and I want to be able to give the fans something that's unique and special, and we're getting there.
Well, thanks again for joining us today, Kyle. As our time's wrapping up, I want to give you a chance to thank any of your sponsors, any of the guys that help you go racing that I'm sure are standing behind you right now, like the rest of us, pulling for you, hoping you get healthy. Anybody you want to say thanks to specifically?
Yeah, I mean, the list is long, but I'm going to do it anyway, you know.
Go right ahead.
Panera Bread and the franchisee that's helped us get this program going this year, they've been a huge help. It's been a super fun program to be able to put together. Ducati Richmond, our Vancouver dealer up there, she's such a big help to us. Cotto Fastening, Lucas Oil, JLC Concrete. Excelsis Solutions is one of the biggest ones. They're our print supplier, so they wrap our trailer. They do, you know, all sorts of print all around our whole race truck and everything. So Alpine Stars and 6D helmets for keeping me safe, and just looking forward to being able to showcase these sponsors more, because we've got this great bike and great supporters, and can't wait to see what we can do with it come Brainerd.
We'll see you up there, Kyle. Thanks for joining us today, and look forward to seeing you at the track.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
We'd like to thank Kyle Wyman for being with us today. This week's Pit Pass trivia question was, who won the inaugural AMA Superbike Championship in what year and on what bike? And the answer is, of course, Reg Pridmore in 1976 on the BMW R90S. He also won titles in 1977 and 1978 on Kawasaki's.
One heck of a road racer was Reg Pridmore, and he's still teaching people how to go fast. In upcoming road racing news, we've got Moto America this weekend from the Ridge in Washington, June 25th through the 27th. In the MotoGP world, we're going to Assen, Holland, June 27th. And also this weekend in the American Flat Track Series, they'll be at Lima, June 26th.
We've also got GNCC racing at the Snowshoe, West Virginia, June 26th and 27th. The MXGP of Great Britain in Matterley Basin, UK, that's going to be June 27th. And AMA Outdoor Motocross returns to Redbud, Buchanan, Michigan, July 3rd.
Thank you again to Kyle Wyman for being with us today, and thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. If you have a moment, please rate and review us. We really appreciate it. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and visit pitpassmoto.com where you can check out our blog.
This has been a production of Evergreen Podcast. A special thank you to Tommy Boy Halverson, Chris Bishop, producer Leah Longbreak, and audio engineer Eric Coltnow. I'm Dave.
And I'm PJ.
And we'll see you next week.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platforms.